Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Note to Self. In today's episode, I just felt like I really wanted to reflect on creating the life of your dreams and how that is a possibility for any and all of you listening. It does not matter where you find yourself in this current moment. So I'm presently recording this podcast from a beautiful 5-star hotel in San Jose, Costa Rica. And later on this morning, I'm going to be making the journey down to Iboga Wellness Center, where I will be supporting in ceremony for the next few weeks. So Costa Rica was always one of those destinations that I had on my vision board. And that was specifically because once upon a time, I read The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. And in that book, it's been many, many years since I read that book, but I was working in corporate and I was so inspired about how he could just take off and go to Costa Rica and spend extended periods of time. Again, at that point in time, I had never been to Costa Rica, but I had it on my vision board and I had it sort of locked into my mind as this destination where digital nomads could go. They could celebrate their life on the beach. They could connect with other expats. They could just really relax and enjoy their life. As well as his idea of the 4-hour work week, I also imagined that by the time that I got to Costa Rica or got to spend time there, that I wouldn't have to be in my corporate 9-to-5, which was more like 8-to-8 sometimes, and I would truly be able to experience a life of freedom. And when I was on the plane the other day flying to Costa Rica, I find that actually on plane journeys, I can be more emotional, like more connected to my emotions in ways, not in a bad way, not like in an uncomfortable way, just if I watch like a sad movie on the plane, I will for sure be crying. Or if I'm feeling into gratitude, I'm for sure tearing up. So I was reflecting on the previous month because I had spent, or I would say 6 weeks or so, because I had spent that time in the States and I was reflecting on all the lessons that I was learning. And then I started to expand a bit more into the past about reflecting on, hey, once upon a time, Costa Rica felt like this elusive destination that you always wanted to go to. And I'm pretty sure that this is my 5th journey to Costa Rica, and every time that I've come here, I've always experienced deep transformational journeys, not just in plant medicine, let's say, but just because this land seems to provide me with so many insights. There was one YouTube video that I believe I created where I said that Costa Rica is this one place on earth where I feel like the veil is so thin. It's just like I'm so close to the divine. I could touch it. I have these experiences in nature where I just feel so deeply connected to the core of my being. But anyways, back to the dreams becoming a reality. I tell this to you now because it was probably closer to, it was definitely a decade ago, that I read Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek and had this idea that one day I would be able to work for myself. One day I wouldn't have to be in corporate. And that feels like many lives ago now, because since then I've lived in Italy for 3 years. I've moved back to Canada, got certified as a life coach. I lived in Indonesia for a couple of years. I've spent the last 14 months or so traveling the world to all the places that I wanted to go to. Being a true digital nomad was such a dream for me. And I didn't know the how, but I kept it on my heart. I knew that I had this desire on my heart because it was meant for me. I had this desire on my heart that I could not forget about, that I could not let go of, because ultimately it was always meant to be my path. And there are many dreams and desires that are on my heart right now that I don't know the how. But I'm just going to continue to walk my path every single day, and I know my dreams will be made manifest. I know that the next steps will always be revealed to me with clarity. Even in uncomfortable moments of life, even in times of feeling like there's chaos, there's always order in chaos. When the dust settles, there's ultimate clarity, and we're always becoming stronger, more refined, more clear, more authentic versions of ourselves every single day. So again, let this be your sign, let this be a reminder. It's what I felt like speaking into today, because obviously there was some of you, at least one of you, who needed to hear this message today, that your dreams on your heart will be made manifest. And it's about holding them on your heart. Like if I'm thinking about sort of an actionable step to leave you with is just keep it on your heart and know that it's yours. Know that because that desire feels so strong for you to follow your dreams, whatever your dreams are, whether it's to start a business or to have a family one day, they're there for you. They've been made manifest and made clear to you on your heart because you are the perfect person to walk them out. And it doesn't matter how different that path looks like to anyone else. If it's your dream life, you are the architect of that. You are the designer, the creator of your reality, and you can truly live the life of your dreams. Like, I'm sitting here now, and if I were to share with you guys, like, I have the next 4 months or so pretty mapped out with travels, and I'll be back to the States. Right now I'm spending quite a bit of time in Austin. I'm really enjoying it there. My partner is there. And I will also be in Mexico. I'll also be in Canada, and I'll also go back to Europe. So in that, my life is incredibly adventurous. It is incredibly freedom filled. It is incredibly loving and inspiring. And every time that I get on that plane and I land in a new destination, there's so much creative energy and inspiration that comes to me. This is just the way that I know that I am meant to walk out and live my life, because there is so much joy, there's so much fulfillment, there's so much nature, beauty, the new impressions of experiences. But for you, maybe that looks like investing in your first home and completely decorating it, painting it the way that you want to paint it, picking out all of the furniture, having a beautifully inspired journey about creating your own sanctuary. Maybe it is having a family and growing and learning together. Whatever it is, again, this episode is your reminder that it's on your heart because it's meant for you. It's meant for you to walk out, and there's nothing you have to do. You just have to hold that desire there and know that it's meant for you. More and more every day, you're moving towards that. So just let this be your sign. And if you're ready to take the next step in your journey and truly claim your up level, I would love to have you inside of my latest group coaching program, which is Law of Being. This is the combination of weekly group coaching for 4 months. So it's basically a 4 month mastermind, but on steroids, because we're including IPAC's Law of Being program, where we condition ways of being into our reality. And what I can say is that this program is one of the most deeply transformative programs I've ever taken. The other ones I would say would be all IPEC programs, like going through my life coaching certification. But Law of Being specifically was this powerful tool, this powerful curriculum that helped me to relax more in my life, to help me trust reality and integrate more of a knowing that everything that I desire or everything that I feel that I need is mine and that it's coming to me. It's very supportive for anyone who has any doubts or fears arising around money. It's going to help condition you for abundance, going to help condition you for wealth. Anyone who's currently navigating any health issues. For me at the time when I took Law of Being, it was more around a journey around the fears of aging that I was carrying. So just know that wherever you're at in your journey, this can be incredibly supportive if it is calling to you. So IPEC has this mission statement that's raising the consciousness of this planet one person at a time. I may have butchered that statement. I will say I'm not looking at my computer right now. I just felt like rambling. But to me, I feel like the way that I know IPEC works is that its curriculum or its life coaching program, it has a mission of its own and its desire to reach people, because it truly is so transformative. You will enter into this program, and especially with the combination of weekly coaching with me, 4 months later, expect a completely different reality in the best way. It's going to be so much fun. So if you're feeling ready to join a group program to really accelerate your life, then I'll leave the link for Law of Being down below, and you can always reach out to me with any questions. Have a beautiful day. Remember, those dreams are on your heart for a reason. They're meant for you, and they will be made manifest. You will walk them out because it's your truth. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.